Certainly, he didn't fit the profile of an antisocial person. As you said, he loved animals. Didn't torture animals. If there was anything different about Ted, it was that he tended to isolate socially. Mm-hmm. He didn't have many friends. He sometimes isolated himself somewhat from the family. And I remember approaching our mother at one point and asking, "Mom, what's wrong with Ted? And, why doesn't he have friends?" And at that point, Mom, I think, really is kind of healthy thing for a parent to say when they get a question like this, said, people are different. Your brother likes to read, he likes to work on things, he likes to be by himself, that's fine. You're social, you like people, people like you, that's fine too. Everybody doesn't have to be the same. But when I pressed her a little farther, she talked to me about an experience Ted had had as a tiny infant. At 9 months, he had to be hospitalized for a rash that had covered his body. And apparently in those days, hospitals were not welcoming to parents and families of infants. In fact, they were only allowed to visit Ted, I think, twice a week for a two-hour period. And Mom told me at that point that she believes Ted had been traumatized by that early experience, that as a little baby they couldn't explain to him what was going on, that this was all for his own benefit, and that he had somehow felt deeply, deeply abandoned. And at that point, Mom actually said, "David, don't ever abandon your brother, because that's what he fears the most." And I always remembered that story as Ted behaved a little bit strangely, or he didn't seem trusting of people. I thought, well, gee, it's that experience that continues to haunt him.